Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks, Rachel, for that introduction. We're so grateful to have you part of this team, and you do such a wonderful job. Today, I want to jump right into the text and pick up where I left off last Friday. So if you didn't listen to last Friday's weekday podcast, you might want to go over there and grab that one. It's about 5 minutes long, and it gives you everything that tees you up to get to this one part of the 23rd Psalm where we all remembered. It's like the power statement of the 23rd Psalm. And I think when people speak this out loud, when they get to the yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, it's almost like the shoulders go back and the chest is pumped out. And it's like, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I mean, well, okay, maybe not quite like that. But the fact is that when we are able to claim the promise that yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, a life that is focused on and literally leaning against the promise of God is a life that carries with it no fear of evil. Our confidence in God, our Creator, can literally soar way beyond wants and fears. I mean, would you like to have a life that literally is without fear, or a life that allows your faith to genuinely just rise above every occasion where you didn't live in a constant state of fear or doubt or chaos, but literally it could be as though Jesus is constantly saying to you, like he did his friends, don't fear, fear not. And imagine when that becomes reality. One of the things I love about the statement about the 23rd Psalm is that I can imagine what it might be like walking through the valley of the shadow of death. And I think to myself how incredibly powerful and how vivid that picture is, that I am surrounded by death. I am surrounded by evil. I am surrounded by those things that drag me into a doubt of my faith. And when I hear that Jesus says, I am with you, because I am with you, you can do this. Fear not, no fear of any person or creature, not even a loss of your possessions, but that you might could live without fear, even in the middle of a world that seems to be dominated by fear. You know, I think that we could look at this and say, okay, fear no evil, or how else would I title the 23rd Psalm? And I don't think you really can. We're talking about life that is eliminating fear. And I think many of us never experience that. Yeah, the psalmist really knows about life's dangers. He can say, I will fear no evil, but I think the question is why? And it's the very next part of the 23rd Psalm. I mean, think about it. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. And then he says, why? So say it with me out loud, wherever you might be, for you are with me. The very picture of the 23rd Psalm comes down to a overwhelming sufficiency of the life without having to want, being based upon the presence and the power of the Lord Jesus. And he is most clearly and fully present to us because he is Emmanuel, God with us. It will only be a few months before we celebrate Christmas, and we'll hear the term Emmanuel, and we will forget that God is with us not just upon the birth of a baby and a holiday. He is with us on Tuesday morning at our board meeting. He is with us when the police officer stops us and we've been caught speeding. He is with us when we have to walk into a difficult conversation with a child or a parent. He is with us. Yea, though I walk through all manner of evil all around me, I don't have to fear evil. And then this statement that we'll wrap up with today, for you, my God, you are with me. This is where our faith truly is put to the test, because the central truth of the Christian faith is that we can be completely sufficient and we can live without lack based on the goodness and the grace and the power and the presence of a holy God. where he has looked at our life and said, follow my son Jesus, let him forgive you because he died and rose from the grave for you, and then he will give you the gift of the Spirit that is working within you. That's why you can walk through the valley of the shadow of death without fear of evil, because he is with you, friend. Wherever you're at right now, know this. The scripture says there is no place you can go that he is not with you. I am so glad you joined us today, and I hope that you'll join us on the coming services at Sugar Hill Church at the start of next week. We're going to be kicking off a series about Nehemiah, and I'll promise you that first one is just, it'll knock your socks off, and it will shock you about how God wants you to be a part of his redemptive plan of mankind. Rachel, take us away and let everybody know about what's happening around Sugar Hill Church and our weekday podcast. Bye, everybody. Thanks, Sam.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.